this take on Cam Newton. You know what? He's not correct. We're going to prove him wrong.
Wow.
They said what?
This is what happens with NFL teams when they see somebody in college. They get them to the NFL and they try to change them. If I'm bringing Cam Newton in, I'm bringing Cam. He's not a drop-back passer. I'm bringing in Cam Newton to be Cam Newton. For as long as he can be that. If I'm bringing in Cam Newton, I'm saying to Cam, go out there and you have to be dangerous. You know, if I'm bringing in a back, you know, a quarterback who's going to be maybe starting for me, I'm not bringing in Cam to be a drop-back passer because I don't think he's capable of being a quality quarterback as just a drop-back passer.
Cam Newton since 2016, so Dan Patrick says he's not a drop-back passer. Since 2016, Cam Newton has been, quote, most effective as a passer on attempts where he gets rid of the ball within 2.5 to 4 seconds. He is not a guy who runs and extends plays. Also, Cam Newton has thrown 92% of his passes from inside the tackle box since 2016. Wow. Only Carson Palmer, Ben Roethlisberger, Phillip Rivers, and Tom Brady have higher percentages. So Cam Newton is a drop back passer now. When he scrambles, he is running.
Yeah,
he runs, scrambling to throw.
No, right? No, but he's 31 years old. He's not running as much as he used to, but he did run more than the average quarterback. He wasn't Mike Vick or Lamar Jackson or anything like that. He is a pocket quarterback. He's going to have to be a pocket quarterback for the Patriots. That's not even an option. Was someone arguing that point? Did someone say he's got to get out of the pocket? Now, I'm surprised about the stat that you gave that said 92% of his pass attempts have come inside the tackle box, because I thought he did extend plays. Matter of fact, Ben Roethlisberger extends plays, but I guess he just moves within the box
right. And
not outside.
Right, like Brady. I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I think
Brady doesn't extend plays anymore. He just throws it into the ground. Yeah.
No, but he does everything from within the tackle
right,
box.
Right,
but
he
moves around. He was surprisingly evasive. I was always amazed that he was able to. He's always ducking out of people coming from behind, and he did a pretty good job for an old guy.
There's this idea, this notion that Cam Newton is a dual threat quarterback in the way that Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray is a dual threat quarterback. When Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray roll out, they are looking to throw and then they run if there's nothing there.
Right.
When Cam Newton leaves, he's just running. When Cam Newton leaves, he's
right.
Like, I won't bore you with all the details here, but I was looking at Next Gen Stats. When he rolls out, he's far less effective at completing passes on the run or outside the tackle box than inside the tackle. This is not Cam Newton who's going to rush for 800 yards for you this year. It's not going to happen. He is much more Tom Brady, as Brian Ives just told us, than he was former Cam Newton.
The other thing Brian Ives said that surprised me was that it's a designed play for him to run, Cam Newton, 70% of the time.
Yeah,
I mean,
73.
73% was it? That's unbelievable to me. I just assumed that he improvised.
Arnie, I think that Cam, as Brian Ives just told us, I think he is going to be really good for the Patriots in short yardage. I think third and one, fourth and inches, third and three, as Brian Ives told you, when we don't know if Sony Michel can do it.
Yes.
I think having Cam Newton there gives them that other dimension, which is better than Brady or Stidham would have given. But this idea that Cam's going to take the read option and run it 20 times a game and then throw on the run and all this, that's not reality anymore.
No, but what happens if he is that guy that was 6-2 and, you know, the quarterback that was the MVP and all that? What happens if he goes back? They don't even have to go back to that type of person. Suppose he goes back to 80% of that person. That's still much better than Stidham. You know what I think about Stidham. Well, so even if he goes to 80% of that.
Well, that's Brady's. What would you give that? That's your top,
Spit it out there.
Best case scenario in that list you made earlier. The game has shot at a Super Bowl and, you know, start 6-2.
Arnie, but why I'm worried about this is what you just said. If he's 80% of what he used to be.
Right. MVP year.
I just gave you, though, his statistics are he is best when he gets rid of the ball quickly. In the same way that Tom Brady is. Well,
same way any quarterback is.
Not necessarily. Tom Brady gets rid of the ball quickly. So that predicates you to get guys that get open quickly
and
guys that are good in space.
Right.
Cam Newton just had Curtis Samuel and Christian McCaffrey in Carolina. They do that. Who does he have in New England that does that?
He gets
rid of the ball quickly, doesn't get hit. That's great. Allows him to stay healthier. Who's getting open for him and turning the 3-yard dump off into 14?
Edelman.
The boom, one.